Hey folks, it's Doc from DLC. We've been fortunate enough to catch up with Paul Morphew from Management Resource Solutions. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. So I understand that you're going to be IPOing on Thursday this week. Could you give us a bit of an introduction to your company and what you're all about?
Yeah, thanks for that. We are listing this Thursday, Management Resource Solutions. We're established in 2007 as a human capital resource consultancy, providing essentially quality assurance, environmental and health and safety management services to blue chip customers. So that's how we started. We've since branched out into the EPCM space, which is engineering, procurement and construction, part of our business as well. And we're now looking to list on the AIM to give us some credibility and to help us with some extra work with that credibility and the association with AIM.
Right, so you mentioned there that you've been working with blue chip companies and you've been around since 2007. So obviously, you've got a kind of clear platform to work from. From what I gather, there's certainly been a great deal of interest from you guys. So, can you give us a bit of insight as to, what you've been doing over the kind of last 7 years, and obviously the dealings that you've had with, your clients.
Yeah. So we deal in specialist sectors in Australia, such as the coal seam gas, the engineering, civil engineering, petrochemical, energy type sectors. Coal seam gas and infrastructure are the boom sectors currently in Australia, and they're the ones that we're in and we're heavily involved in. So our clients are blue chip clients on the ASX 200 or 250 in Australia, whereby they're the top companies in Australia. So you're talking the likes of Origin Energy, those types of energy players in Australia that are blue chip customers.
Excellent. Clearly there's an ever growing demand for that kind of business. I guess for you guys, you've not got the risk of putting the drill into the ground and the outcome being hugely detrimental to your business, because you're working there, and correct me if I'm wrong, under a kind of contractual basis, so therefore you've got all of the upside of winning the contract and potentially not so much of the downside should the outcome not be as the operator may want.
Exactly right. We work in the construction side of that area, whereby we work constructing the plant and equipment used to drill the end product. So if they're drilling for coal seam gas, well, we make the drills and the skids and stuff to actually pull those out of the ground, and we're not actually in the operation side of it. So we're a lead up to that. So if they don't find gas at the end of the day, well, yes, you're dead right. We don't suffer, and we work on a contract basis, contract to contract, and the personnel that we provide are usually on a 12-month contract, and then they usually, as the life of projects go on, they do extend, which means that if they're there for 12 months, well, usually a project overruns, and they're usually there a little bit longer.
Right. So you mentioned that you've got a growing business and you've come to AIM to kind of grasp further credibility to your existing business. I kind of skated across the prospectus and it seemed to me that revenue wise you're making some decent progress even over the last year or so. What do you expect for the kind of near term and mid term future of the company?
Okay, so past history, we've pretty much doubled nearly every year with our turnover. So our turnover's grown pretty handsomely over the 7 years that we've been around. So we're looking at good turnover near term. We're probably looking at our half year results for near term news. We're looking at the potentials for acquisitions and because we're going to be an acquisitive company. We're not going to sit on our heels and wait for things to happen. We want to acquire, and we're hoping to get some new contracts along the way.
So we've got a year-on-year revenue base growth. You know, you've got a business which is focusing within the engineering sector, fixing skids, drilling platforms, whatever it may be. So you've got the upside of the contract win, but you don't suffer the downside of the risk. So I guess the million-dollar question for most investors is simply, where's the catch? And if I may, I guess it lies with the management and the decision-making. So have you got any kind of closing words for the interview here as to, you know, how you're going to mitigate taking, you know, ridiculous risks, which will be massively detrimental?
Yeah, well, we've got a very strong corporate governance team. Our chairman, Murray Delmeda, he's on a couple of PLC companies in the UK. He also is on infrastructure committees in Australia as well. We've got a local guy, Tim Jones, who's our company secretary, and he's currently chairman of Exide Energy and also on the board of Four Point Oil and Gas. So we've got a pretty strong team, but we're also looking at putting on another non-executive director post-listing as well to strengthen that, to make sure that our corporate governance is there.
Well, that, I don't think you could have put it any better, to be fair, Paul. So that's Paul Morphew, CEO of Management Resource Solutions. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Thank you very much.